We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jane, this one's for you. A little slew fight song as we get ready for the game tonight. Stu Durando from The Post going to join us from San Jose. That's a primetime game, and usually I think it's set for around 9 o'clock. Those things always run late because they after the previous game.
So now I'm going to be up past 10 o'clock.
You're going to be up past 11 o'clock if I had to guess. Now, just to update people, Virginia, the number one seed, was down by more than 10 points to Gardner-Webb. It's halftime. They're the number one seed that went down last year, the first 16 seed to ever beat a number one. Virginia lost last year, and Gardner-Webb is up by six. So I'm guessing Virginia's going to win that game, but good
you
Lord.
You just don't know.
Wow.
But how about this one, though? Kansas State is down by three with 17.
Well, now they're down by four
with 17 seconds left. I would love this one. So UC Irvine, get after
and that's
it.
And that is a 13 seed, and not least, unlike the Billikens.
Exactly. I mean, 13s are the most likely to upset. So that's why I'm all pro 13 now, because of the Billikens.
Well, I think that they're going to. 7 seconds left. They just got fouled, 68-64.
This is great.
UC Irvine's going to win that game. They're going to win that game.
I love, since neither of us got brackets, we want bracket-busting games everywhere, right? Let's just make it fun.
I told Raby a few days ago, you're a Facebook every once in a while. You know how they do Facebook memories where you are reminded of your post this day in history.
Yes.
And I had one from like 3 years ago that came up that said, hey, can someone remind me next year at this time when I fill out the brackets to fill out a bracket completely, right? Mm-hmm. Top to bottom.
Right.
With my teams and my selections. And then completely reverse everything that I just done. That'd actually be an interesting experiment to see how you would do.
Well, you do one of each. And then you see, okay, which one? Because you know what? Some days you just wonder whether it's rando, and you know what I mean?
Well,
and
it's almost like the work that I try to put in and convince myself that I know what I'm doing when I handicap horses. And right. Then somebody picks the color of the horse or the name of the horse or the jockey,
well.
And then they do better than me. But
well, but I'm planning on winning the Powerball anyway, the big one, so I don't need to exercise my great skills on the bracket, because I think I'm just going to win the Powerball and call it a day and build a compound in warm weather.
Well, you and me both.
Yeah.
We're probably going to win the Powerball.
You think you are?
Well, I buy tickets. I buy a ticket every drawing, one mega, one Powerball, one show me cash. So I spend $10 a week, which is probably not smart, but I spend
$10 a week. Oh, I don't do that until it gets really big, when my chances are really good.
It's just ridiculous
when you
think about it.
I'll
take all the tickets from my car every once in a while. I keep them in the car, and then I go through, and you have that anticipation moment because I run them through the machines at the QT. And every once in a while, I'll score like a $3 hit, and I'll be so excited.
Oh, and you think that you have won the lottery.
But then I buy more tickets with it.
Right.
I think a couple of months ago, I won $10. And that was I've been winning money. When I say money, I mean like $10.
Right.
Show Me Cash is the game that I've...
You know what?
The more
local ones, the odds are better. You just don't have as many people playing. So, I mean, your odds are better. But, you know, but nobody knows that or nobody cares because they want to, you know,
I see people all the time doing the scratch-off things. And I've really never gotten into that. When we take road trips, Becky and I, you know, you stop if you're going down to Louisville or Nashville or wherever. You stop in the middle of nowhere and you're like, let's buy a scratch-off. You get back into the car and you scratch it off just for fun. Never won a damn thing on those things. But I know people
do. It'd be worse, though, because then you're like, oh, man, if you win, you got to better stay in that state because you got
to. Well, you do. Yeah, you have to collect. I'd be happy to do that. I would be happy to do that.
If it were a big number, yeah. But no, I like the scratch-offs at Christmas. We put those in the stockings.
Yeah, those are kind of fun. You know, my sister, one year, this goes back maybe 20-something years, we were at my mom and dad's house for a Christmas celebration, Christmas Eve, or you know, maybe even Christmas Day, I don't know, opening the presents, and somebody gave me a card that had lottery tickets in it, and they were scratch-off tickets, and I scratched them off, and I won on the lottery ticket. I think I won $100,000 or something like that, and I'm looking at it, and it was a fake lottery ticket. My sister, they were watching me the whole time, they knew.
Yo,
and
they set you up?
Well, I didn't start, like, jumping up and down for joy. I'm like, you know, you see that.
And you're thinking, okay, this can't be real.
And they could have let it, they probably could have let it linger UC Irvine does win over Kansas State.
70-64.
They probably could have let me stew in that moment a little bit and convince me, but they let it go very quickly.
That's a great joke. I hope nobody heard this because I think I need to do that to my brother.
It is a great joke. Oh,
well,
you should.
I'm so doing that. How do they do it?
Well, you can get these things.
Okay.
I mean, just go to Amazon. I'm sure you can buy, you know,
I'm
fake
so
lottery
doing
tickets
that.
Or something.
That
Let's
is
see.
So great.
Let's see if we just put
fake lottery
fake
tickets.
Fake lottery tickets.
I mean, it's such a cool
Yeah,
joke.
Amazon fake lottery tickets.
I'm
60.
I'm totally doing this, and I'm hoping my family.
Let them roll
listening.
The lucky shamrocks.
Yeah.
And it'll show you that you win $20,000 or something like that instantly. That's
kind of
fun. Oh,
I'm going to do that. Or else I could do it to one of my nephews.
Do it to somebody, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right? That's good humor. Okay, so we got a 13 seed. I am feeling good.
Yeah, that's fun. I like the upsets.
It is.
Tennessee's beating Colgate right now. Buffalo and Arizona State, I think it's Arizona State, getting ready to go. They won that playing game the other
Kevin
night.
Kevin Killeen has Buffalo, so he's all excited about that.
Yeah, Kevin Killeen has Buffalo to win it all.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Well, good for him. I mean,
somebody was asking what the mascot of the Buffalo was. It should be Buffalo.
The Buffalo Buffaloes?
The Buffalo Buffaloes or the Buffalo Bisons, but it's something else, I'm sure.
I think that's probably a good call to not be Buffalo Buffaloes.
Why?
Did you see the Jimmy Fallon where the Billiken won both the 3-point contest and the slam dunk contest?
No.
The Billiken. So he took the A-10 mascots and they had a 3-point contest and a slam dunk contest, and the Billiken won both. That's
what I did not see that.
Talking about.
I did not see that.
The Billiken, it was power. You should see the dunk. The dunk was epic. Truly, we have an unbelievable mascot.
The State University of New York at Buffalo is a public research university. It's commonly referred to as the University at Buffalo or Sunny
U-Buff?
Buffalo, S-U-N-Y. U-Buff. What does it say here, though? Trying to find the mascot. Oh, now I just got to do mascot. This whole thing with, they're the Bills. They are the Bills.
Buffalo Bills? You're lying. Really?
Well, so they should. He lied.
He just lied. Oh, good job, Dave. Okay, see, I only love
you
Dave
are fake
Hornet.
News.
They're the Bulls. Victor E. Bull is the.
So the Buffalo Bulls? Okay, yeah. That's worse.
No, that is worse. Why don't you just be the Bills at that point?
Because that would be another team.
I know. Yes, I'm aware.
Dude, you got to change that. That's a Buffalo, the Buffalo Bulls. Oh, wow.
Bills.
I mean, we got to tell Kevin to rethink.
Well, he doesn't know what he's doing. I was even surprised that he said he filled out a bracket. But again, you know, it is one of those things where this is frustrating. You put the office brackets in and then you see the list of the standings after one day. And then somebody that literally knows nothing about basketball is up in third or fourth place. And you're thinking, how does that happen? But again,
it's one upset.
It's pretty random sometimes, especially in these first
but that's what makes
couple
it
of rounds.
I mean, I love this. And I vow every year that I'm going to go to Vegas for the first. And I still need to do that because it is fun. I mean, I like to go to the sports book.
It is a blast. Have you ever done it?
I've not done it for March Madness.
And I did it for March Madness maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. And Ackerman was out there for that first weekend, too. And we hooked up. He had a friend that had a great setup at Caesars Sportsbook,
nice.
Which is one of my
great
favorite sportsbooks.
Sports book. Yep.
So we were roped off in the front row, just sat there the entire day. And everyone's wearing their college gear. It is a blast. I would say definitely put it on a bucket list
Absolutely.
To go out there on the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. These were 2 days. I told somebody, called a friend of mine that's out in Hagerstown, Maryland this morning, old radio guy that I used to work with in Columbia, Missouri, at the legendary rock station KFMZ, where I got my rock radio start, which doesn't even exist anymore. But back in the 90s, for example, I can't remember if you could do this in the 80s, but certainly the 90s with DirecTV, they didn't have the games on 5 different stations,
no,
right?
They did
you had
not.
Them on ESPN, I think only on ESPN and maybe CBS on the weekends.
Yeah. I mean,
but you could buy the package on DirecTV. So I would spend the money every year. I think it was like $80 or maybe $100.
Yeah.
And you can buy every game that way. And I had another radio friend of mine who works in country radio up there, and he was a big Hoops fan. So we, you know, he did a morning show, and I invited him over, and we'd spend all day Thursday and Friday just watching basketball. It was a blast.
I loved it, and I told you that was the reason I went to Mizzou, because college basketball. I mean, I loved
it.
Back
when we had a program, right?
Well, yeah, Storm and Norman was the man. I mean, I thought that John Sunfold was everything in the whole world. I mean, he was just my favorite.
It is one of the great mysteries of life, and Derek Chivas, when his number was retired a few weeks ago, I think even commented on this in some of the coverage that I saw. I really wanted to get Derek on the air, and we couldn't work that out. I think he's a bit of a shy guy. He always was when he played. But you look at the caliber of the teams that Norm had and the records and the championships, the Big Eight championships.
Right. The Big
Eight
was great.
And they never, ever could put a dent in the NCAA tournament.
No,
never.
No, no. It was,
they lose to Xavier. I'm not even talking about Norfolk State. I'm talking about the ones from 30 years ago.
The losses that they had.
Northern Iowa, Coach Stewart's old school. It just frustrated me to no end.
It was jinxing. But, you know, you love the Big Eight. I mean, I loved, like, the rivalries of the Big Eight were just great. I mean, it was, yeah, I know.
Well, you had all those really, and this is something I think that does exist to a certain extent, but there's a lot that's gone away because of the political correctness. And these coaches, they were hard-nosed, tough coaches.
Bobby Knight.
And
what people don't
Norm
remember
Stewart.
Is that Krzyzewski was actually the lieutenant general. I mean, you know, Bobby Knight.
For Bobby, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't remember that he was, you know, he was taught by Bobby Knight.
There's this video. Hey, Klein, did you see the video of Tom Izzo that was going viral? So Tom Izzo is the Michigan State coach, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, and he was laying out that freshman.
Yeah.
I was watching the game and I was like, whoa, dude. I mean, they had to hold him back. Like,
right.
He was going to choke
him
out.
Well, his own players were holding him back.
Yeah.
But you know what? That Tom Izzo is one of the best coaches in college basketball, and he's trying to help that kid. But if you look at a video of
I'm like, this kid's 18 years old. I know. It's hard not to be a mom. I know.
That kid's going to be fine. And that kid is going to be better for Tom Izzo and his toughness on him. But you can't do that to these little babies these days because...
Well, he seemed... What was interesting about the sort of interaction was he was going just bonsai. I mean, he was ticked. And the kid was like, Hall, I think he's a freshman. And he was like, he was perplexed. He's like, okay, what did I do? I mean, I kind of felt
I don't
like,
know all the you know, maybe I should go
I
into some of the
face,
circumstances. But
you know.
I saw it on, let's see here.
And it lasted. So then everything calmed down for a little bit. Then they got in the huddle. And then he went, you know, bat crazy again. And I was like, and so it's clear that I think the kid was not getting the point.
Izzo screamed at Michigan State freshman Aaron Henry while
Henry,
the Spartan
not
players
Hall,
restrained
right.
him. He screamed some more. Let's see. And here's what he said. Wait, maybe say, I might be able to get this on.
And after the game, he was calm as could be. And he's like, boy, we better play better than that. And he seemed like he got it together. But I am curious what all the hullabaloo was, just out of curiosity.
Here's what, I like this. Chris Carter, he sent this out. And Aaron Henry, the kid, retweeted it. Okay?
Okay.
So this ought to
okay,
tell you everything.
Good.
So he said, Coach Izzo made a promise to that kid and his parents. When he sat in their living room, he told them, I'm going to be on your son and grow him from a boy into a young man. And that's what Aaron Henry got last night. This coaching will always be effective. I completely agree with Chris Carter. And Aaron Henry believes that too because he retweeted that comment.
That's
you
right.
know, yeah, it
so
looks bad, right?
Coach.
It looks,
right.
it looks.
And you don't know the relationship.
No, you don't know. He
right.
he loves that kid. He wants that kid to survive and succeed and thrive. That's what that's
I mean,
about.
This kid is a freshman and he's at the dance. I mean, he's at the big time. I mean, I get it. This is big time and you're either going to cut it or you're not. And I give the kid credit because after getting that screaming, he went out there and he played ball. I mean, he didn't.
That's
he
what
didn't
it's about.
Crumble. He didn't, you know, and now he didn't get a chair thrown at him. I mean, you know, I was always, I mean.
Yeah, but even that, you know, look.
That was not that big a deal. I always defended Bobby Knight, even though I think politically he's a kook.
I did too, except I think he almost beat me up one time at the Kentucky Derby. I was walking right behind him.
Did you deserve it?
Well, yeah, kind of, because Mizzou had just beaten them, and I'm walking behind
him. You taunted him?
I did.
You deserved it.
He didn't say a word.
He should have jacked
you. I said, hey. I was an idiot. I was young at the time, right?
Young and stupid.
It was in my mid-20s, and I said, hey, coach. I don't think I was. I had quit drinking, so I don't think I was intoxicated.
You were sober, right?
I said, "Hey, coach, how about that game against Mizzou?" That's all I said. He heard me, didn't respond. Smart. It was stupid of me to even
did
try to tangle with Bobby
eye,
Knight.
Did he give you the evil
Not
eye?
Not really, because I think he did. Why would he mess with some stupid kid at the Kentucky Derby? See, he was smart that way. It's 3:20 at KMOX. We're back with more in a moment.
It's not just talk.
Blah blah blah.
It's thought-provoking talk. Mark Reardon on KMOX.
Going back to the Tom Izzo altercation story, I was unaware that we had a little audio from Tom Izzo as well that I can play for you here, Jane, to kind of put this into perspective. I love what he says here, too.
I get a kick out of you guys. Get after somebody because you're trying to hold them accountable. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but I'll tell you what, if I was the head of a newspaper and you didn't do your job, you'd be held accountable. It's the way it is.
The way it is.
Way it
the
is.
Way it is with the snowflakes, though, right?
Now, did you see Iowa, another St. Louisan, Tyler Cook from Chaminade, who played with Jason Tatum? He was playing today for Iowa, did great. So St. Louis represents. Yeah.
And we will talk about the Billikens here coming up in their game tonight with Stu Durando, Virginia Tech, and the Billikens, San Jose tonight. First round of the NCAA tournament. A couple of upsets today, and Virginia is just getting going in the second half. Gardner Webb has a 6-point lead to the team that's a number one seed that lost as a number one seed last year for the first time in NCAA tournament history to a 16 seed. And there's a few other games that we'll keep track of this afternoon. The Mr. Raby will have all the details coming up. A couple of stories before we get to Stu. And I thought this was interesting. Have you watched the Letterman show that's on Netflix? I haven't seen that yet. But he was on with Ellen DeGeneres. You remember how long?
Is this bearded, like, you know, Chewbacca Letterman?
Boy,
like,
if I were him, look at me right now. I'd be bearded Chewbacca if I didn't have to go to work.
He looks like a homeless person.
He does, actually.
Yeah.
But he was on with Ellen. Now, you remember if I had to ask you, how many years did he retire? How many years ago?
15?
It was 15? It was 4 years ago. David Letterman.
I don't remember.
Seriously?
Well, I have no concept of time anymore.
Oh, my God.
Because seems like he's been gone for a very long time.
Okay. He says here that he wishes he would have done it earlier.
Here's the mistake I made. I stayed on television way too long. That's not true. Yes, it is true. And I'll tell you what happened. It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me. And I should have left like 10 years ago. You want to make sure you have some energy to direct toward other things. Now, you... nothing but energy are doing other things while you're on television. So that's great. I did not. All I cared about was myself. And then the show was gone. And so I had to realize, I've been looking through the wrong end of the telescope. Mm-hmm. There is more to life than, so tell me about your pet beaver.
Whoa, maybe the wrong word for the Me Too moment.
Whoa. You're on a roll today. Mark the tape, Dave. Mark the tape.
Here's what I'll say. As a huge David Letterman fan.
The earlier days. I agree
this is where I was going to go with this. So when I watch, you know, my college days and yours too at that same time when he was just getting going and you couldn't watch it on a VCR because you were a poor college student, you didn't have a VCR, had to watch it, you know, live.
We all gathered around.
And it was just
the man under
amazing.
The seats.
I will say that what I did notice in the waning years of Letterman's show is it wasn't as creative and as cutting edge.
No.
And I don't want to say he was mailing it in because Dave was Dave and he was great and it was still compelling because he was Dave. But I think what he's saying there is a certain amount of energy to, I think to doing a show like that. And then when the ratings are good, I don't know that you feel as inspired, but you look at the creativity and the energy that goes into these late night shows today.
He's incredibly bright, incredibly witty. I thought he got... at least toward the end, it didn't seem as fun for him. It seemed more serious. That doesn't mean that it wasn't biting and he wasn't, but I mean, you're right. When they had all the goofy stuff going on in the early years, the man under the seats, I thought that was one of the funniest bits ever. And it was incredibly creative.
They were classic bits.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I think it's good advice though. I think he probably said, you know what? I probably needed to diversify my life.
Do you know this theme song, Jane?
Peppa Pig.
Wow, I just gave it up there.
This is my little...
Do you know Peppa Pig?
My kids are a little old for Peppa the Pig, but I've heard about Peppa the Pig.
You have kids out there that are speaking with English accents because of Peppa Pig here. This is,
What a lot of stuff. We must be careful not to forget anything when we go.
Sunshade, beach bag, towels, buckets and spades, and a spotty ball.
Are your boys still into Peppa Pig, Dave? Not as much yet. Alexa's moved on, too, but when she was younger,
we
saw Peppa Pig live over there at Stiefel Opera House.
Here's
the controversy. Now, I'm glad we don't watch it anymore. Listen to this, Jane. This is terrible. London's fire service is accusing the makers of the hit show of using out-of-date, stereotypical, gender-specific wording, right? Because... And this thing's on in 180 countries. Wow. There was an episode called The Fire Engine. And this is horrific, by the way. And I can't believe there's not protests in the street. They referred to a firefighter as a fireman in that episode. Fireman Sam, which is popular with British preschoolers, a different character, not part of Peppa Pig, but they also criticized Fireman Sam, too. So...
Hmm.
Here's what I don't like Piers Morgan, but he does on these political correct issues. He gets there. He goes, if women are being put off joining the fire service because of Fireman Sam, a cartoon character supposedly perpetuates male stereotypes, then I can politely suggest these women probably don't have what it takes to fight fires. I think I'm going to leave it at that. I think he got that right. It is 3:30 at KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Jay. Well, I mentioned I got a kind email that gently slapped me for not giving enough attention to SLU basketball this weekend. It was a total spot on criticism, and I told the woman who emailed me this because, you know, I don't have the connection with SLU like Mizzou, and I'm so frustrated by my alma mater and the crappy program that still exists there that maybe that keeps me from appreciating the good things that are happening right here in my own backyard. And even though Travis Ford is a traitor because he left Mizzou and he was, no, I'm just kidding. I like him, but yes. That's a sore moment in my life, just not because of him, but because of probation. But I like to pick on him every once in a while. But he's done a hell of a job with the win last week. And Stu Durando's with us from San Jose this afternoon, the SLU beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I got to tell you, Stu, before we talk about basketball, I wish I had the name Stu Durando. That is like the greatest name ever.
Wow.
It is a good name.
I mean, it sounds like a radio name or I don't know. Your newspaper guy, maybe it sounds like a newspaper name,
too. You're not going to forget it.
It's a cool name.
I can't take any credit for it, but, you know, I appreciate the comment.
Is that your real first name or is it short for something? I don't know that.
It's short for Stuart.
Okay. That's what I assumed, but sometimes you never know. So that's why I thought I'd ask. How was San Jose this afternoon?
It's outside, it's rainy, and inside we just had an upset right before we started this.
Good one.
So, yeah, 13 seed beat a 4 seed, which is what St. Louis hopes happens tonight. So we'll see if Lightning can strike twice in the same venue on the same day.
I know I heard Coach Ford earlier this week say they were really hoping and they got that Friday. They couldn't have done any better, really, because of the run they had in the tournament. You want to play, hopefully, as late as you can in the first round just to give yourself a little rest, and they got that wish. But let's talk about this matchup and what might happen tonight with Buzz Williams' team in Virginia Tech. Not going to be easy for the Billikens, but that renewed confidence from that victory last weekend has got to help.
Yeah, I mean, a week ago, there were very few people who would have thought they'd even be in this situation, obviously. To win 4 games in 4 days was something else. And then, you know, they beat 4 teams that had beaten them in the previous meeting to get there on top of everything else. So,
Awesome.
Virginia Tech, very good team, but not unfamiliar to SLU because they played them last season and beat them on a neutral court in New York. It was last season, but it was quite a long time ago. It was actually November of 2017. Oh. But, you know, they're teams that have a bit of familiarity with each other just because of that one meeting.
That's good, though. So what do you think they need to do to win? What's going to be the what do they really have to do to get this done?
Well, the thing that they've preached all year is rebounding and defense. They're a very physical team, and, you know, they want to kind of be aggressive from the get-go and kind of take it to the opponent, which they've done pretty well for most of the year, and they did last weekend. The question mark always with St. Louis is whether they'll be making shots.
Right.
And if they can be making some shots, a decent percentage to go with defense and rebounding, then they keep themselves in a game and give themselves a really good chance to win. Mm-hmm. And if they're not shooting, they can just shoot themselves out of the game.
Yeah. Yep,
now,
yep.
The Hokies haven't had the greatest success in the first round the past few years, have they?
Yeah, and I think they probably got a little bit of an extra motivation from that. This is their third year in a row, but they lost last year to Alabama. in the first round, and the year before, I can't remember who the opponent was, might have been Notre Dame, but yeah, they haven't won. This is the first time they've been in the tournament three straight years, so they're playing the revenge card on SLU from last year, and the whole thing about just trying to get a win in the tournament.
You got to feel, though, I mean, to a certain extent, I know the coaches will never admit that they're approaching anything like this, and they probably aren't, but you're kind of playing with house money just because, look, you had this amazing run. You have a chance. You saw a 13 seed pull off a victory in the same building earlier mm-hmm. in the day. I mean, if you kind of play the mental odds, you think, oh, that's not going to happen again, but who knows in
yes,
this crazy
is.
Tournament. Well, yeah, I hope it does happen again. That would be great. Yeah, just to see Buzz Williams frustrated with that towel and rubbing his bald head and everything like that. He's kind of like a Three Stooges guy.
Yeah, I think SLU's pretty loose. I mean, they're very straightforward and businesslike, but not a lot to lose here. Whereas Virginia Tech, people are kind of waiting for them to, their fans are waiting for them to win a game in this thing and maybe make a run. SLU, you get one win in the tournament, and it would be
huge
success.
Absolutely.
Yeah, at the end of the season. So. I think they're going to be going into the game fairly loose.
Do you have any kind of sense at this point how much of representation the fans will have there for the Billikens?
I don't. I know a lot of players and staff brought family this time on.
They, a long way to go, though.
Yeah, it's a long way to go. Some went on the charter flight with the team, and then, like I talked to Tremaine Isabel yesterday, he's from Seattle, so he's probably the closest to home of any of the players, and he said he's going to have 40 people himself,
good
family and friends that are going to be here, and I'm sure other people are going to have smaller groups. And last weekend in New York, there was a nice little group from St. Louis that traveled, and I'm sure a lot of those people will make the trip out here. So I would suspect it'll be a solid showing.
Well, it's perfect. I love That's it. You great. Know, the game is set for just before 9 o'clock. My guess is they won't tip off till closer to 9:15 or 9:20. We'll see what happens. But I'm glad it's a late game. Sit back, enjoy that one tonight. Do you have who's your pick to win this whole darn shooting match, Stu?
The whole tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see someone like a Gonzaga finally make
like
a run and get it.
A not Duke.
A not Duke.
A not Duke, yes, and a not Kansas, and
yes.
a not Kentucky.
I'm with
you.
You
know, that's just the way I am.
I saw Gonzaga play against St. Mary's, not the time they lost, but it's hard to get a grip sometimes on the West Coast teams because we don't see them as much. I was pretty impressed with Gonzaga, and I think they certainly deserve to be the one seed, but it is a little hard just with the level of competition. I look at a team like Houston too. I don't know how good is Houston. They seem to be pretty good, but has the level
of
competition.
Well, St. Louis almost beat them.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So St. Louis played at Houston in December and had them was up by three with about 2 minutes left let it go get away a little bit. But they're obviously very good because they've only lost two or three times. So.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Stu. Like Houston would be fun.
Thank you so much
for the winner.
Yeah, thanks for doing this on short notice, too. I really appreciate it. And have fun out there. Hopefully, bring back a victory. Okay, thank you, Stu Durando from the St. Louis Post Dispatch. That's cool, though. I mean, I'm excited to watch the game tonight.
He's there. He gets to see it. That's so cool with all the students who, the Chaffetz, paid for all those kids to go. And
I love it.
I love that.
Janie's got her SLU Billiken wear on today.
The newer Billiken. Like, and it took a lot for me to purchase something with the new Billiken. I have my old Billiken from when I was in law school. I'm not even going to admit how many years ago
I like
was.
The new Billiken, though. Sometimes I don't like the new.
I'm old school, but this one's okay. Now, when they did the first iteration of the new Billiken, I went crazy like everyone else.
See, I'm still the guy who calls the Golden Eagles because I became a little bit of a Marquette fan when I was in Milwaukee. I don't follow them as much. And that was when Dwayne Wade was on the team and they were, Tom Crean was the coach.
That.
They were really good. But, they changed the name to, it was the Warriors. I still call them the Warriors. And then they call them, this is.
What are they now then? If they're?
Well, I'll tell you. So, you know what they changed the name to? The Gold. I'm not making this up. The first name that was chosen was The Gold. But now, they're the Golden Eagles. But I call them the Warriors. So,
there you go. Because you just are going to.
Because, I hate Native Americans, all that stuff. I'm sure
that's why you're admitting it?
Well, that's why they had to change it, because it was insensitive. Give me a break.
Whiplash propelled us into a time warp, Captain. Backward.
This is a Flashback Friday.
Flashback.
Number one songs of the 60s to today.
They don't make music like that anymore.
With Mark Reardon on KMOX.
All right, Jane, we do this every Friday, and we have a little fun with one particular year, but let me go back here to... What year are we going back to? Dave, the way that you've arranged these now is so confusing to me, and I'm not doing something right. I don't know exactly what it is. Oh, here it is. Wait a second.
Steve.
I know.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
If you could have heard what he said, he goes, "You mean in order?" It doesn't matter. I'll just start with this. 1969. Tommy Rowe with Dizzy. That's a great song.
Yeah, I'm so dizzy.
I'm guessing, yes.
Yeah.
79.
No, no, not I will survive.
Glory Gaynor.
Oh, as long as
1989. I did like this song. This is The Living Years from Mike and the Mechanics. Did I just not hear that Phil Collins is coming to St. Louis next? I don't know why they won't do a Genesis reunion. That's just ridiculous.
But
I like Mike and the Mechanics pretty good there. A little spin off. This is where we're going to do, because I told Dave every once in a while we're going to do the top five in a particular year. So we're going to do the top five in 89. Number five, Rod Stewart.
I like that song.
So that was number five in 89. I love this song. And this band I'm about to play. There were just a couple. They only had like two or three songs, but it's a band called Roxette.
Yeah.
I like this song.
That's so,
that was number four in 1989. Number three.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Milli Vanilli.
You know, despite the lip syncing and all that.
Fake.
Yeah, but you know, this kind of a halfway decent song,
eyes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, and I love this. First of all, I love this band. It's Susanna Hoffs and I used to date. I don't know if you know that. That might be fake news, the whole dating thing.
You are fake news.
But I did love her.
Everyone did.
I love the Bangles. I really did. Eternal Flame.
That's
is
a great song.
That song. So there you go. Those were the top five in 89, just for something different. 99.
Do you believe?
Cher with Believe. And then they had a great victory last night in the NCAA tournament, Jane, if you saw it. Florida. I actually...
Every week he does that joke, and he laughs at himself.
I mean... Well, this is why I'm laughing, though, because...
Because you're goofy.
No, well, that too. Klein's a Florida fan, okay?
Right.
So I texted him last night and I said, "Hey, Flo Rida looks pretty good right now." See what I did there? I kind of reversed my joke.
Yeah, you're so
tricky. Yeah, really, really funny. Number one right now. Ariana Grande. Seven Rings. Her ex.
This is like from Sound of Music. I mean, just.
Yeah. Her ex, Pete Davidson, is in a movie called The Dirt, which is streaming on Netflix. It's based on the Motley Crue book of the same name. Well, now he's dating Kate Beckinsale. I still don't believe
they're
that.
Still dating.
I'm going to review The Dirt along with a couple other movies. The Highwaymen, which is in theaters and on Netflix with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. And we'll talk about Jordan Peele's new movie, Us, at 4:20 this afternoon as well. Audio cut of the day coming up.
You've heard the news. Now have your say with Mark Reardon on KMOX.
You got big plans for the weekend, do you?
Well, basketball.
Yeah, a lot of basketball, but it's going to be so nice.
Yeah, it is.
That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, I will get outside. The yard work has already commenced.
I played a little golf with Rainford last week.
How'd that go?
He's pretty good, actually.
He plays a lot.
Frustrating. He does play a lot.
That's good. I mean, you know, I wish I could get into it. I mean, I love to drive a golf cart, but 5 hours every time.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Too much for me.
No one would want to put it's enough for me to put up with you for 2 hours on a Friday afternoon. No one would want to put up with you for 18 holes
people
of golf, Jane.
Love
I promise
to have
you.
Me
I promise you.
Come
they will
I am
not.
Like I am like golf party mortar.
Well, I could see you driving the beer cart around. Or
oh
doing
my
something
god, I
like
love
that.
It's not demeaning. I love it. I mean, I love driving around the ball. The you know, giving out cocktails and oh yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, we should do you, are you capable of swinging a golf club? I mean, I don't even know that.
Oh,
I am,
have, and it's kind of funny. And okay. I mean, I'm not like I can.
Well,
play
because the reason I bring it up is I
don't
know if you want to do a scrambler. We
a could, scramble,
we have
I
several
could
of those coming up.
Yeah, scrambles I can do because once in a while I hit pretty good. My putting's not good.
I don't think you're good at all.
You
but anyway, we'll consider that.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, I had one picked out, and then Fred brought me another one here that I thought was actually rather interesting, so we might go
How
with,
about old Fred Bottenheimer over there,
you,
ladies and
Kenny,
gentlemen?
I appreciate it. Yeah, Fred picked this. This is Mike Bloomberg, and the sponsor is the Good Feet Store Pain Relief and Comfort to fit any budget. Mike Bloomberg was going to run for president. Mike Bloomberg, wasn't he once a Republican, and then he was an independent, and then he was going to run as a Democrat? Can you keep track of all that?
No.
Okay. But here, this is actually relatively funny and true of your party. He said he couldn't compete.
Unless I was willing to change all my views and go on what CNN called an apology tour. Joe Biden went out and apologized for being male, over 50, Beto, or whatever his name is. He's apologized for being born.
he basically has. I thought that was pretty funny.
I've been saying that, though, like Kamala Harris, you know, like apologizing for being a prosecutor. It's don't do that.
Hey, Jane. These are your people, and I love them.
Your people,
I embrace them. I do. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week. Total Information PM coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.